Welcome to episode 130 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. After a few weeks hiatus, it's good to be back in front of the mic. We've had my brother and sister-in-law staying with us, with two other friends staying in a hotel nearby for the last 2 weeks, and we really have just been having so much fun that I found it difficult to even find time to catch up in the forums for a number of days at a time. And, you know, really, that's just taken every spare minute just to do that. So I haven't been able to get a podcast out, but today, you know, we packed them off on a plane back to England yesterday morning, and having caught up in the forums, I thought today I would get on and announce the winners of the nostalgia assignment and kick off the next assignment with the theme of abstract. So, as usual, let's start by taking a look at the three winners of the nostalgia assignment, starting with third place. Well, Forrest Tanaka, username HQ's Bud, has done it again with a simply beautiful photo called Finding Father. If you usually jump to the images using the number that I call out, then add an M for member before the number. And this one is image M8669. Here we can see someone with glasses on looking at a black and white photograph that they are holding in, you know, in their hand. A black and white photograph of a handsome young man. As we know, Forrest's family are originally from Japan, and the title being Finding Father, I'm wondering if this is maybe Forrest himself looking at a photograph of his own father. Either way, this is a wonderful photograph of the quality that we're now used to seeing consistently from Forrest. I think that the way the frames of the viewer's glasses overlap slightly with the edge of the photograph adds so much, as it connects them together visually, accentuating the fact that they're looking at the photograph and not just leaving us to sort of fill in the gaps, drawing some imaginary line of sight between the viewer and the photograph itself. The tonal quality of the image is just perfect, and the photograph that the viewer's holding is so just perfectly in focus, and this makes it all very clear. Without that, I think, you know, the photo within the photo would simply not work. So just everything about this is so perfect. So congratulations again to Forrest for third place. In second place is Edward Lim, username Autumn Leaf, with a great shot of an old classic car, which is image M8544. We see from the image comments that Edward saw the car while driving home and asked if it was okay to take some photographs. This is exactly the sort of thing that I hope that happens for these assignments, getting you and me doing something that we really would possibly not normally do. The image has been converted to a nice subdued sepia tone. The sun bursting through the clouds in the background, and the reflections of that in the paintwork on the car adds a lot. And I really just like the crooked skyline as well. This doesn't always work, but I think in this case, it really, really adds to the shot. It would have been tempted to have kept the horizon straight, and I don't know if doing this ended up was intentional or not, but I think it works very well. So an excellent image, Edward, and well done on second place. Finally, in first place for the nostalgia assignment is image M8642. This is a shot by Calvin Bradshaw, username Calvin Bradshaw with no space. And congratulations, Calvin, on taking first place and shooting such a wonderful photograph. The image is called Great Expectations, and Calvin explains why in the comment with his image, which I'm going to take the liberty of reading out right here. When he was young, my grandfather lived in the UK, Chepstow, Wales. In the Depression following World War I, there was no work, no food, and so his family sent him to Australia on a ship. He was 15 years old. Every month they mailed him a book, and he sent back food parcels. As bad as it was, he longed for the mother country, and the books were his link back to those times past. He gave me all his books, 80 to 100 of them, and I treasure them. This is the Charles Dickens collection, hence the title. I have photographed the books with the light from an oil lamp from the same era, creating what my grandfather may have experienced when reading. Exposure was 10 seconds at f4, with just a little light from the oil lamp and a small amount of painting with light from a torch onto the base of the lamp and the book. Minimal post-processing in Lightroom only, exposure, blacks, vibrance, then export to JPEG with border. Calvin also gives us a link to his website, which is very easy to remember, www.calvinbradshaw.com. Great website with some great photos, Calvin. So thanks very much for sharing both your image and your website link. Back to the winning shot, though. I love this picture too. The warm light from the oil lamp is used very, very well here. And the painting with light that Calvin added is done very subtly, to the point that you can't even tell that it's been done. The position of the open book and the angle of the line of books across the frame makes the whole image very well perceived and executed to me. Basically just very well done, Calvin, and a worthy first place. I've already mailed you with details of how to let me know which print you would like from my online gallery, and basically you can select any size paper, any type of paper that you want, and there's a way of mailing me the details, and I'll get that out to you, of course, free of charge. And really, that's it for the three winning images. Let's now move on to the next assignment, which is, as I said, it's themed abstract. The word abstract means to kind of, make a brief, it can be used as a brief summary of a more in-depth subject. In art, it's often used for paintings made up of lines, splashes, and other man-made sort of shapes that can sometimes have no real meaning or objective. This is also true when used to describe abstract photography, but I also think that it links back to the meaning of the summary part, the summary of a larger subject. As in, we can often take a photograph of a small part of a larger subject to make a somewhat abstract image. Let's take a look at a few of my photographs that I would consider to be a little bit abstract to emphasize my point. First, let's look at image 1153, in which we can see a photograph that I titled Abstract Rain. This is simply rain falling on top of a black painted metal box outside a shrine here in Japan. I shot this with my 70-200mm lens with an aperture of f4 to throw much of the foreground and background out of focus. I'd basically just gotten in really close and composed the shot so that the larger puddle of rain fills much of the frame from the centre over to the left side, and that allows us to see the ripples as they sort of land in the puddle. But I'd only focused on a small area at the tip of the larger puddle, and the result is a rather abstract image, although it's easier to see what it is. In the next image, number 1323, I've zoomed in very close on the eye-like patterns on a peacock's feathers for another relatively abstract image. These patterns are very distinctive and well-known, so again, it's easy to see what the photograph is of, but it's just a small portion of a larger subject, the peacock. There can be a tendency to try to include the whole subject when taking photographs of something, and this is not always necessary, and I could probably go as far as to say it's rarely necessary. And you can sometimes just actually take away from what we really want to say with a particular image by zooming out or staying further away from it than necessary. This one was shot at 280mm with the 70-200mm with a 1.4 extender fitted to enable me to get in nice and close like this. I relied on the texture of the surrounding feathers here to make it a somewhat abstract image, and not created an abstract image by using a shallow depth of field. In the last example image, which is number 1639, we can see something that keeps us sort of linked back to reality, which is the yellow maple leaves in the bottom left corner. However, I've again used a wide aperture to throw the brightly coloured yellow, orange and red leaves in the background totally out of focus, making this, again, a very abstract, if not somewhat psychedelic-looking image. Positioning of the leaves against the background was very important here, to remove the yellow leaves from the yellow in the background, framing them with that purple-red portion in the background. These are just some ideas, and I know that, as usual, you're going to all shoot for this assignment and surprise me and the other participants with your own interpretation of the theme. Remember that you can only submit one photograph for each assignment, and your image must have been shot on or after the start date, which is today, April the 4th, 2008. The assignment will run until the end of Sunday the 18th of May, and when at that time I'll close the gallery for entries and start the voting for a further 2 weeks until the end of Sunday the 1st of June. At that point, I'll close the voting and we'll create a podcast there, similar to this one today, announcing the winners of the abstract assignment and kicking off the next assignment. Remember that the winner will receive a fine art print of their choice on the paper of their choice from my online gallery at martinbaileyphotography.com. All votes will also be accumulated until I find a sponsor for that. Well, one a sponsor that's willing to give us something nice as a prize. And then we'll give that out as like a grand prize to the photographer with the most votes at that point, in addition to one of my prints for the winner of that particular assignment. For the key dates and further details with regards to like the guidelines and stuff, take a look at the assignment forum on my website, and I'll put a link into the show notes if that's easier for you. That's it for today, a short one as I get back into the routine of things here. Once again, I'm sorry for not releasing a podcast for the last few weeks, and thanks for your patience, and thanks to those of you that have mailed me saying how much you missed the podcast during the break. I do have a number of partly prepared podcasts that I intend to get out as soon as possible, and with some luck I'll be able to catch up a little and fill in the gap over the next few weeks. I'm a little bit worried and not really prepared to promise that, though, because I've got a business trip coming up in a few weeks as well, and I'm hoping to pre-record something for that too. So I'm not gonna promise to sort of get, say, I don't know, 3 or 4 out within the next few weeks, but I'll do my best. Well, thanks to all of those that participated in the last assignment, and I look forward to seeing what you turn out for the abstract assignment as well. And with that, all that remains to be said is thanks for listening, and you have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.
PhotocastNetwork.com, your photography resource in the podosphere. PhotocastNetwork.com.